Now to the Royals, William, Kate, and Harry are launching a brand new initiative this morning. They're taking on the stigma surrounding mental illness. ABC's Lama Hassan is at Buckingham Palace with the story. Good morning, Lama.
And good morning to you, George. Well, this morning, William, Kate, and Harry are on a mission, joining forces to combat perceptions surrounding mental health issues, working with 8 charities, and it's their most ambitious project to date. This morning, marking the first day of Mental Health Awareness Week, William, Kate, and Harry coming together to formally launch their new mental health campaign, Heads Together.
Heads Together wants to help everybody feel much more confident with their everyday mental health.
The Duchess trying her hand at boxing in a $137 Banana Republic skirt, no less. Boxercise is what one of the charities encourages for mental well-being. How did she do? The trainer saying she has a mean right hand. Stepping into the ring next, Harry. The Prince, quote, packs a punch. With their latest catchy video, Turning Heads.
Mental health is just as important as physical health.
The royal trio are hoping to change the conversation and help end the stigma and taboo surrounding mental health.
We can all play our part by talking and listening to each other and helping each other find support.
Making it safe for kids to open up, hoping to tackle bullying, suicide and childhood mental health. The last night, William and Kate left the kids at home, joining the Queen at Windsor Castle for a star-studded event celebrating her 90th birthday. The Queen arriving in style in her horse-drawn carriage before being serenaded by several singers, from Kylie Minogue to Beverly Knight, and being entertained by a dazzling display of 900 horses from around the world. So after a night out celebrating with the Queen, the royal trio continuing the partying scene today as they shine a light on mental health by hitting the decks and doing a bit of DJing. So which tune did Prince Harry choose? Naughty Boy. George?
Aww.
And how many horses did they have?
900! Oh, well, she's 90, so just add another zero.
Yeah. A lot of horses.